When was the last time that you felt wonder in response to something? The dictionary defines wonder this way, so you can decide when that last time was. A feeling of surprise mixed with admiration caused by something beautiful, unexpected, unfamiliar, or inexplicable. Our Bibles define it a little bit more deeply as something extraordinary, supernatural, or beyond human understanding. And usually when we experience something of this nature, and maybe we're telling someone about it later on, we'll say, it was wonderful. Which is to say, it was a thing full of wonder. I'd like to share with you a thing that was full of wonder for my bride and I when we were just 27 and 26 years old. The day was October 13th, 1995. It's 1:47 a.m. in the morning, and after almost 14 hours of labor, pain, and anguish, something full of wonder is about to occur. My recollection is of standing next to my bride as she labored in the bed. I remember Dr. Svensson at the end of the bed looking at me, looking at my bride with her hair pulled back and beads of sweat forming on her forehead. I remember the doc telling her, "Push, it's almost there." And I remember the entrance of our baby into the world just like that. The fruit of so much labor and hope and dreams and prayers just falling into Craig's hands and Craig lifting him up into the air and proclaiming, "It's a boy!" Because we don't do that whole find out what the child is before it's born. And the beauty of that moment, and I remember right then crying. I was astounded by the rush of love that came over me in that moment. I knew that if it would be required of me, I would give my life for him in a heartbeat. I would protect him, watch over him, and care for him. And I remember looking at Susan and just marveling at what she had just done, right? I remember loving her more than I ever had in that moment. I remember cutting the cord, not because I wanted to, but because Craig just shoved me over towards it, put scissors in my hands, and reached my hand right over and said, "Cut the cord." And I remember holding Colton tight and loving him, this child just seconds before who was in the body of my wife and now was in my arms. A miracle, right? A wonder. It's a bit sad, isn't it, how the passing of time can cause wonder to fade in us? How there's this danger that as we age, we get used to things, that we can get blind to the wonders of the world that is around us, this world that is just full of wonders, such wonders as the birth of a child. Dear friends, Christmas is about wonder. The wonder of a 14-year-old girl who was visited by an angel and told that she would give birth to the Son of the Most High. The wonder of a young virgin girl who would become pregnant, not by any man, but through the overshadowing of the Holy Spirit, and who trusted her God so much that she did not question for a second what he had called her to do, which was more than any of us can honestly ever fathom being called to do. The wonder of a godly, faith-filled girl who woke up one day not knowing if this would be the day of the birth of her child, who would also be the child of the God whom she had trusted and feared and worshiped and read about and sacrificed to and followed all of her life. The wonder of that. And if the birth of our sons or our daughters fills us with wonder, dear friends, how much more the birth of this child? You see, these stories are recorded in the scriptures to restore in us a sense of the wonder of it all. A sense of wonder at what happened that night. and what began there. A sense of wonder at him, at Jesus, who is the wonder of Christmas. As you heard just moments ago, we see that this was foretold by the prophet Isaiah in chapter 9, verse 6. For a child will be born for us, a son will be given to us, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be named Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Eternal Father, Prince of Peace. You see, a number of scholars actually place a comma after that word, wonderful. And this helps us see what Isaiah sees in Jesus, a child born to us, a son given to us, who is so surprising and beautiful and unexpected and unfamiliar and inexplicable and unusual and extraordinary and miraculous that he is actually named Wonderful. He will define wonder in a whole new way. And he will demand wonder in every way from all creation and every person in it. I mean, just listen to what the angel says about the baby born that night so many thousands of years ago. Listen to what he says to Joseph, his earthly father. An angel of Yahweh appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child within her was conceived by the Holy Spirit, and she will have a son. And you are to name him Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. Listen to what was told to his mother, Mary. God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a village in Galilee, to a virgin named Mary. Gabriel appeared to her and said, Greetings, favored woman. Yahweh is with you. Well, confused and disturbed, Mary tried to think what the angel could mean. Don't be afraid, Mary, the angel told her. For you have found favor with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be very great and will be called the Son of the Most High. Yahweh God will give him the throne of his ancestor David, and he will reign over Israel forever, and his kingdom will never end. Mary asked the angel, How can this happen? I'm a virgin. The angel replied, The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the baby to be born will be holy, and he will be called the Son of God. Listen to what was said to the shepherds in the field. That night there were shepherds staying in the fields nearby, guarding their flocks of sheep. Suddenly, an angel of Yahweh appeared among them, and the radiance of Yahweh's glory surrounded them, and they were terrified. But the angel reassured them. Don't be afraid, he said. I bring you good news that will bring great joy to all people. The Savior, yes, the Messiah, the King, has been born today in Bethlehem, the city of David. And you will recognize him by this sign. You will find a baby wrapped snugly in strips of cloth lying in a manger. What do we see in the story? We see that a Savior is coming, that the one who will save us from the darkness is coming, that the one who will save us from sins is coming, that the long-awaited forever King who will sit on David's throne is coming, that the Most High is coming, that the Son of God is coming, that the Messiah is coming. And here's how you're going to know that. You will find a baby. Wait, what? A baby? How this should fill us with wonder. For the doctrine of the incarnation proclaims frankly and without embarrassment that the most stupendous miracle that could be imagined has occurred. In the birth of Jesus, we see God declaring his response to the darkness of the world. And it is the wonder of God for us because the wonder of God is with us. That's the amazing part of the incarnation, that he would be with us. You know, I love the response of the Father in the incarnation. It reminds me at times of my own fatherhood, which is certainly a mere and poor shadow of his own. But consider this. Have you ever, as a parent, been upstairs in your home and you hear your children playing downstairs? And that's so beautiful, isn't it? When you hear them talking and the sounds of play and laughter, and you can just sense the joy that's going on down there as they play together, the beauty of sibling love. And then the voices get louder. Crying erupts on cue from one of them. You hear the sounds of scuffles, maybe, and anger as the inevitable fight breaks out. And in all your loving kindness and compassion, well, you don't go downstairs to see what is happening. I mean, why do that? Instead, why not take the strategy to just holler at the top of your voice, "What is going on down there? Stop that!" And because, of course, they are little cherubs who love you so very much and are so grateful for your clearly compassionate and wise parenting skills, they respond, of course, with more fighting. And do you get up and go downstairs? Oh no, you double down. Y'all better knock it off right now. Do not make me come down there. And does it stop? Of course not. And so you stomp down the stairs to do what? To become the Word made flesh. What had only been a voice from above now stands before them in all your parenting glory, like Gandalf. Friends, that's what happened thousands of years ago. That is what the angel was declaring to Joseph and to Mary and to the shepherds. After so many years of sending his words down, after so many times of sending down his instruction and guidance, the fact remained that we could not fix ourselves because we don't listen well enough. We needed help. We could not, and we cannot, and never will be able to fix ourselves. The message of Christmas is that his word became flesh and dwelt among us. He had to come down. He had to be God with us. He had to fix it himself. And so I ask you, are you filled with wonder at that? You see, before the hosts of heaven's armies, millions upon millions upon millions of them erupted in praise and wonder themselves at what God was doing. It was one angel, just one angel, who had declared that this child would be good news of great joy, which will be for all people. The angel was bringing glad tidings. And why are they glad? Why is Jesus good news? Because God's response isn't merely to the darkness out there. It is to the darkness inside of all of us. You see, it is mankind that brings the most darkness to the world. And it is this Savior and only this Savior who can bring deliverance and forgiveness, which we in our sin desperately needed. And if God said to all mankind on that first Christmas night, "I do not care how rotten you have been, here in the city of David, a Savior is born." If he could say that night, how much more willing is he to say it to you tonight? We heard this on Sunday. Him saying, "I do not care how rotten you have been. I don't care." God has declared through his angelic emissaries his goodwill toward our world. He has declared his intentions for peace. Worship team, would you come up? And all of it, all of that, everything you've heard so far, everything in the stories, All of it flows from a baby in a manger in a stable in Bethlehem thousands of years ago. How absolutely wonderful. So, are you filled with wonder yet? Are you ready to receive his goodwill and peace with the empty hands of faith to allow the light of the world, which is the life of all mankind, to change your life forever? Are you ready for that? All you have to do is say, oh come, Emmanuel, and ransom me, save me, break the chains of sin that are bound around me. I mean, who would have dreamed, or ever foreseen that we could hold God in our hands? And that's not just for Mary, right? One day faith will no longer be necessary, and you'll hug Jesus. You'll hug Jesus, and he'll hug you back if you believe in and follow him. Is that not a wonderful thought? On Christmas Eve, this giver of life born in the night, revealing God's glorious plan to save the world. Let's stand and sing it together.